The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. You remember, you can always, if you missed part of the show, if you missed our great interview this morning with Eric Burleson up in the swamp talking about this horrible budget deal that we clearly have averted, then you can just go back on the app. You can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app, or we post those up for you on our podcast. Every segment is podcast. We make it really easy for you to find out what's going on. So I hope you can go back and do that. Of course, you follow us on Facebook. We're interacting with people and sharing questions with our guests as we move through the morning. We're on all the socials now, and you can check us out there and interact with us on Facebook for sure. Love having you here. We're going to get to Festivus before the end of the show here. We kind of do our gift exchange on the morning show because Carl is abandoning us tomorrow to drive 2,000 miles round trip in 4 days.
That would be great.
Yes, have fun. Let's get to our guest, please, right now.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Griff Jenkins,
watch your back.
All right, buddy, how are you? Never a dull moment in Washington, D.C., huh?
Never a dull moment, and I'm down in Mar-a-Lago escaping the cold weather, but hold on, full stop, you buried the lead. Where's Carl going?
To Florida.
I'm going to be down in Florida.
He's coming down there.
I'll come see you.
Well, listen, I'm in West Palm Beach. It's about 73 degrees, and the sun is coming out. I keep surfboards down here, Carl. Come on, we'll leave them here. I've got to leave the Mar-a-Lago post, which I don't know how I got that, which is quite lucky to have. I haven't had it the entire, you know, past several months, but all of a sudden I show up on day one. Trump holds a press conference, which was wild in itself. But come on down. The weather is great. I got to go to New York tomorrow because I got a bunch of anchoring filling in coming up. But it's I'll tell you, it's really funny because, you know, I was obviously in that press conference on Monday and it was all exciting and all that stuff. And things got quiet. And then, of course, we've had so much going on with the border, with the South African terrorists, to the dozen plus TDA gang members in Aurora. And everybody was like, well, you just take it easy down there, Mar-a-Lago, no news. And then all of a sudden, wham. Trump just absolutely torpedoes the CR and adds the debt ceiling to it, which wasn't even on the bingo card.
Well, what was not on my bingo card was the fact that Jeff Bezos was at Mar-a-Lago dining with Trump. Did you see him? He was with Musk last night, right?
Yeah, I did. It's interesting. We didn't see it because, again, we're not at Mar-a-Lago. All of the media is just across the causeway at hotels and doing our live shots because you can't set up, you know, like you do at the White House. It's just not set up like that at Mar-a-Lago. And the security, by the way, is crazy. It is so fortified to even get to Mar-a-Lago on the day that I had to go for the press conference on Monday. It's like 2 hours to even get in there.
Wow.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, are members of Mar-a-Lago, and that's how we get, you know, see on social media the video of Bezos and Laura Sanchez last night. And fortunately, we've got some great Fox viewers. So I had people, multiple people telling me last night, we were at dinner at a barbecue place called Pig Beach, which, by the way, is awesome if you ever get down here, Carl. Remember, write that down, Carl. Pig Beach. You want to go there.
And, I've been to West Palm. The Cardinals used to do spring training there before they moved it.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you, they had the Wagyu Wednesday burger night. It was something to die for. But in any event, people were coming up. Two different people came up to me unsolicited and said, hey, we watch Fox News. Hey, you know, we're members of Mar-a-Lago, and Bezos is over there. And you know, ultimately, look, the larger point, I was making this, I think, yesterday with Cavuto, was that, you know, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, are no longer the center of the economic universe. It's Mar-a-Lago right now, and all of these billionaires coming through here, and particularly Silicon Valley, whether it's Zuckerberg, Bezos, you name it, TikTok CEO, they're all coming here to, as the Wall Street Journal says, kiss the ring, bend the knee, and slip the big check, not only because they see that their opposition to the guy last time didn't work, but also I think they see real opportunity from an economic standpoint and the tax cutting, which is kind of obvious, but also the potential for AI and what lies ahead. And so, you know, Democrats are railing. I saw Bernie Sanders, among others, just railing about, you know, the billionaires have taken over this CR. But I think in the larger picture, it's going to be really quite the big story of the first part of his term.
I would love to be a fly on the wall of that meeting because, you know, Trump has redefined the paradigm with what you expect from a president because he's just real. He just says what's on his mind. I wonder if Jeff Bezos left there with a Trump watch. I bet he made him buy one before he let him leave.
Sir, you have to buy a Trump Bible at the very least.
And some tennis shoes.
Well, and, you know, you raise such a good point, and forgive the train passing me right now. So you saw exactly what you're talking about, Mark, the point of the difference in Trump. On Monday, before he did that press conference, he had Masayoshi Son, the head of the Japan's SoftBank, investing $100 billion in AI tech, and it was going to provide for 100,000 jobs. And while he walks him out there, he's like, And Masayoshi is so generous, and we've got a great relationship. And Masa, do you want to tell the press here gathered that you're doubling down? You're doing 200, right? You're doing 200. And he was like, Matt, we're going to try. Maybe, I don't know. Put him on the spot, kept pushing him. And then Masayoshi got all flustered, said, as the president says, he wants to double down, and we will certainly try because he's going to be a great president. And it's like, It's the real time. You just don't know what you're going to do, but you better be careful because he's gonna probably come out on top.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm certain of it. So you get to fly back to D.C. just in time for the government shutdown. That's going to be your timing is impeccable, my friend.
No, I'm going straight here to New York.
Oh,
because
that's
they got
right.
Me,
that's right.
Here's a little teaser. It's not out there, but you know. Fox and Friends weekend. I haven't done that in a long time. I'm doing that this weekend with my colleague Peter Ducey. So it's going to be
awesome.
An interesting Fox and Friends weekend, Jenkins and Peter Ducey. And then I'll be in New York all the way through Christmas doing a little bit of anchoring from America's Newsroom to Fox and Friends to the America Reports, you name it. I'm like the Captain D-List fill in holiday anchor at your service.
Griff, you're the best, my friend. I have to tell people, we deal with a lot of people at the network news level. Nobody is like Griff Jenkins. So you got to do me a favor. You're working with Peter Ducey, right? Every morning here on the show, we get a rundown on what they're doing on Fox that morning, and we can put in requests for different TV people. If it's Griff Jenkins, I know I got a pretty good chance of getting him on the radio, right? Every time I have requested Peter Ducey, he's turned me down. So when you're on the couch and you're in a commercial break, say, hey, I got this really great guy in St. Louis named Mark Cox, and I know he asks you to come on his show sometimes. You should do it, Peter.
You got it.
All right.
I will become...
Thank you.
Listen. I've never been a lobbyist, but I live in Washington with a lot of them. This is not only am I willing to help you because you guys are my friend, but also because this is my first chance in my life to lobby somebody.
This is a resume builder, Griff.
He has no idea what's coming.
I will grease the skids for you, my friend. I promise. If we're playing lobbyists here, I'll get my donation in early and often. Don't you worry.
That sounds good, guys.
Hey, have a great Christmas, Griff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And we'll catch up with you. Who knows what the future holds, but it's going to be exciting and fast-paced. I'm sure of that.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Griff Jenkins down into Mar-a-Lago. He's in a better place this morning, bragging about it being in the 70s. How about that?
Not a bad assignment.
I'm telling you, man. Honestly, though, I just had to ask. I hate to put Griff on the spot like that, but every time Peter Ducey is at the live at the White House, and I'd love to get that guy on because he was the only one during the Biden administration that ever asked any hard questions. And he just about won't do local radio in the morning. He only wants to do the network stuff. So come on, Peter, loosen up a little bit.
Let's see if Griff can do some lobbying for us.
Maybe Griff will bring it up for me. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Get more at 971talk.com.